That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the Joe K. Topper Sports Podcast, brought to you in part by Elmo, Ramir, and the Rose Garden. Without further ado, Joe K.
Welcome back, everybody, to another thrilling edition of the TSL Podcast. I am your host, Joe K., at least for the next 5 minutes. You see, people, something magical happened this week. Everybody's playing Breakfast Club, and all of a sudden, every single game in the field stopped, and we turned towards Topper's truck, and we saw a white-capped, white-striped pant-wearing angel come back to us. Leonard Alba has returned, at least for this week. He says he probably will never be back again, but that means he'll be here next weekend. Lenny, he's here. He's ready to do the podcast the way we should do it. How are you, bud?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Welcome back.
Good evening, and welcome to One and All. I have returned.
Yay.
Woo-hoo. Is it for a week? Is it for two? Is it for three? Honestly, I
probably till eternity.
I haven't been feeling well, so I'm going to take a minute or two to say a couple things, and then we're going to go around the room. First, I got to say I've been gone for, 5 weeks, I think it is?
Felt like it forever, man.
Have not been feeling well. Thank you, one and all, to all the well wishes and the texts and the emails and the calls. It did mean a lot. I am back. For how long? I don't know. But I am going to take this time to say something very serious, and I have a microphone, so I'm going to make an announcement.
Uh-oh.
And this is going to be difficult, but I'm going to try to get through it. For the last 5 weeks, I have been gone. I have basically not talked to many people. I have not followed the football league. My contact's been minimal. A lot of things have happened, a lot of good, a lot of bad. And I've been thinking about something that's been happening for week after week after week. And, you know, it kind of finally came to a kind of a T last week. And I went to toppersports.com and I read the article, and it was written by the Godfather. And a question popped up in my head, and I said, how is it humanly, chemically, biologically, mathematically possible for Lenny Elba to be gone from football for 5 straight weeks, yet week after week after week, the Godfather publishes an article? Ladies and gentlemen, for the last and final time, I am not the Godfather.
I don't know why people keep thinking that. Again, you wear glasses and the Godfather doesn't.
Thank you. So
it's ridiculous.
I have narrowed down to 3 people.
Ooh.
That is the good news.
Who are those 3 people?
Obviously, number one is Mark Biscaglia from UFO.
That makes sense.
I've had a couple conversations. He seems to get aggressive every now and again, and he is well-spoken, and I just think that maybe he has some things to say. He looks like he has good sentence structure and understands typing and words of that nature.
I'm not sure the Godfather has that, though.
I don't know. Number two, and it could be a favorite, John Sen from Uncle Rico's Time Travelers. It's been mentioned a couple times. That could be him. And my odds on favorite, and ladies and gentlemen, if you see him Saturday, I think you should ask him right to his face. Walk up to Michael Baccio and ask him this. Mike Baccio, are you the Godfather?
No, there's no way.
Yes.
I go back to sentence structure.
Well, that's all I got to say about that. So we're going to get to the show. Once again, thank you. Welcome back. And here we go. So we'll start with the 3 guests. We're going to try something new for the first time ever. I think we're going to have 3 brand new guests.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know what that means. A week from now, the Game On podcast is going to rip that idea off from me now, too. Jimmy?
Yeah, I got something special for you, Len.
Awesome.
Do you want it?
Sure.
Welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast.
Where was that?
Your home for all things social co-ed football in Western New York. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with Lenny in the saddle and a full room of people. Going across the room, we have Mr. McKenzie, the 40-year plan guy, and
yes,
the amazing social worker. And Joe K.
That's me, bitches.
And without further ado, back to you.
Oh, we don't even have to do intros. We can get right into it. Brent, we're starting with you. Question number one. How does one lose to Home Tech?
What the man?
Oh, man. Right into it.
Yes. They're the worst team in the league.
We beat ourselves this past week.
Oh, this old gag.
No, I right now, how would I put this? The McKenzie Agency, we're not supposed to be an angry team. We're supposed to be a team that always comes out, has fun, a lot of laughs.
Can I stop you right there?
Yeah, yes. I'm stopping right there. Prim.
Yes, Joe K and I share the same brain.
That's not even fair. Now, Prim, by the way, very excited about how he dusted Baccio on an out and up the week before. And I hear he made a big stink about that in your group chat.
Yeah.
Baccio, you should retire.
I don't know what to tell you. All I can say is right now we're not really playing like ourselves. We got to get back to just having fun and relaxing and playing.
Do you have too many people?
We'll be all right. No, actually, I think we got a good amount of people. We do have a few new people, Matt, Jess, You know, we really got Meg back 100% this year.
Sober Meg or drunk Meg?
Depends on when their game is.
She's been drunk Meg most of the time, and drunk Meg is a baller.
So much better than
sober. She's a good dancer, too.
She does. She, well.
She is a good dancer.
Relative.
I'm not going to argue with that. But yeah, I think we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. We're going to make playoffs. We're going to be
now, good. I know Ferger, didn't he break his finger or something?
Ferger did break his finger.
Is it his throwing hand?
I heard he was assaulted.
His throwing hand. He got into a collision with one of the guys from Dilly Dilly.
Shocking.
I guess, what, like 3 weeks ago, I think
it was. Yeah, it was the week he was on.
Was that when
the guy stepped on his hand?
Yeah, he got his hand stepped on.
You think it was on purpose?
No, I don't think
so. Is it because you're nice guy Brent right now?
I'm always nice guy Brent.
That's true. Usually. Well, no, not after a few shots of coffee tequila we found out.
Oh, well, yeah. I keep forgetting you were there.
Yeah, that's how much tequila you did.
I saw it.
Yeah, but that's Vale, right. We're going to go to you. We see you hiding in the corner. Vale, tell us a little bit about yourself before we get to Mr. Scott here in a minute.
Okay. So, nobody knows who Scott is.
So actually, this is my first time on the league. First time on any football league at all. So this is really new.
Where'd you find us?
I actually am friends with Molly.
Ooh.
Yes. So that's kind
she's
of...
She's a nice lady. Stop
she
it.
She said Topper needed a girl on a team. I was just came into it knowing not anyone at all. And I started on the D5 team, the Passless Chaps.
And they are not doing so well right now. Is that correct?
So unfortunately, on our last game, Adam, our quarterback... he had last year an injury on his ACL, and we believe he has another injury on the other leg. So it hasn't been confirmed exactly, but he feels kind of as though it's similar.
He was just
time.
Picking up quarterbacking because of the ACL injury, right? So he just learned a little bit and then proceeded to blow it.
Is there a plan B?
Actually, Steve, Adam's brother, has he took over. He
40-year plan's always
took one
B.
for his brother. So Steve did a really good job for just stepping in. The team has been super good to me, welcoming, supportive of my learning experience.
So how are you doing? Are you having fun each and every week?
I am. I really enjoy
the both week. On and off the field. Are you usually staying afterwards, having a couple cocktails?
Some people will tell you I definitely like to stay and have a good time.
I can confirm that.
Get very busy, but
I won't say it's a lie.
When I can stay, I like to. Everyone's a blast.
Well, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And as I look to the left, ladies and gentlemen, I wish we had like introduction music because it's not.
We only have it for Joey Batts. And
we've been doing this for weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest love stories in the history of this league is that of Katie Keller and 40-year plan guy. And you're probably going to yourself, wait, 40-year plan guy. We found out today his name is Scott.
Happy music, not sad music.
He is here. And, you know, weeks and weeks ago, I had this idea. And I said, you know, all we do is talk about Katie Keller. And it's Katie Keller this and it's Katie Keller that. I go, well, what about Scott? What about his feelings? What does he have to say? So, God, I'm just going to give you the microphone, and I'm not even going to ask you a question. What would you like to tell us right now?
I don't know that there would be a Katie Keller without Scott.
That's the best answer. Continue with that, please. Why do you say that, sir? That's a bold statement.
I don't know why I say that. I mean, honestly, this all was sort of it was weird how it happened, I guess. She asked me to be the 40-year guy. I don't know if... Usually.
So she asked you, a woman to do that. So it's asked you to be...
Correct.
Okay. And basically what they mean by that is basically in 40 years if neither of them are married, and obviously Katie won't be, but if both of them do not have significant others, they're going to get married.
Correct.
Okay.
In 40 years and when you're both 40.
I believe when she's 40, because I'll be 40 before she will.
By how much?
To be honest, I don't know where... I don't know how old she is.
Well,
I think somebody said 27 or 28.
27, 28?
Yeah.
So you're not like the 2
I'm
going to
go with 27.
Guy.
Yeah.
I'm 33.
Okay, so 7 years from now happens. You're not with anybody. Are you going to do this, or are you just, like, was this a joke, or is this going to happen?
I don't know if it was a joke.
Because the family loves you.
I mean, though, the family, obviously.
Probably more than her.
Who can't love me?
Agreed.
Katie.
Well, all right, so it sort of started out as we were at, I think it was either Scott's or Nicole, a.k.a. Boots. Birthday party at Scott's
house.
What
up, Boots?
And she's still not talking.
That's true. She's here.
Snap.
She actually had a 40-year plan before me, but I'll get into that.
You're the second 40-year plan guy?
I may be the third, fourth.
Did you have a 30-year plan like she tiered you guys like planes on the tarmac? Like,
maybe.
Because that's good thinking.
Wait. What happened to the last 40-year plan guy?
He got a girlfriend, and I believe he's now engaged.
So that's the way out.
Yeah. You just got to get a girlfriend.
Do you want out of this? You want out of the pack?
I don't know that I'm ready for a girlfriend right now. So, I mean, I'm having fun being single and...
Yet still kind of not. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
I got to ask you the serious question. I really do.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you're done with football. You go to the bar. You're having a good old time. Yep. And you're there with your friends. And there's a lot of women there. There's people like Vale's there. She's having a drink.
Yeah.
Like, are you inclined to go over to Vale? Or do you feel like, oh, Katie Keller's going to look
absolutely.
At you with her
Fuck
eyes
Katie
and be
Keller.
Like, ugh. No, you can't. Look at her.
No.
No.
Absolutely
can you say
not.
That again just so we can get the drop real
Fuck
quick?
Katie Keller?
There it is. Is that what it is? Jim, remember that at 10 seconds.
Have you ever started talking to a girl at the bar and having a good old time, and then all of a sudden Katie Keller is just like giving you the evil? You know that look they give you?
See, there's no evil eye.
That happened once.
I was married for 8 years. I know that look.
Like it's more like
it's scary.
She'll help me though. She'll help me talk to another girl. Yeah. So I mean,
it's like she doesn't want you to be the 40-year plan guy.
Yeah, time out.
Well, I mean, she there was the all right. I think it started off as a joke. And then I ended up at a next family party, and all of a sudden her family knew me as the 40-year plan guy, and was like,
"Now the entire football league does."
Yeah, and then I started playing football, and then I don't know if it was her or maybe Kev on his first podcast thing who mentioned the 40-year guy.
I think she told Lenny, and then Lenny made it a thing.
Yeah, so I don't really know how the whole league knows. But
is this your fault?
I
feel like
the whole league has never known my real name. And maybe next session, 40-year plans just got to go on the phone.
Vale, I got to go over to you for a second. Now, you told us pre-podcast that you're a social worker, so you deal with mental issues of this kind. So I need sure. I need some professional judgment here. So basically what we've just been told is that Katie Keller, even though she has a 40-year plan guy, helps him find women.
We have an open relationship.
Is that delusional?
Well, no. It sounds like she's really comfortable with herself, and she wants to help him
Very
out.
Very comfortable.
So what about the plan? So what happens if he finds a girl, and then he gets married to the girl? Like, what happens to the 40-year
plan? Allowed to be jealous.
There'll be a new 40-year
guy.
She's
got a few others, right? She's got a few backup.
Yeah, no, just watch out.
We can
TSL
either confirm nor deny that. I cannot say anything on that.
Lenny may be the new 40.
Oh, my God. You want to hear something funny?
Yes,
her
I
father
do.
Tried to marry me on
well,
Saturday.
See, there
Why
it is.
This always happening
I walked up to her father straight up, and I said, hey, guys, and I think I literally screamed this because a field might have stopped playing football, and I said, hey, if these two get married, are you going? And he says, no, but he says, if you marry my daughter, I will. Like, attend the wedding. I said, no, negative. So I said I would marry Katie Keller.
You would?
No, I wouldn't marry her. I would marry her. Like, I would be the guy, like wearing
the
robe.
Officiate.
Yeah, I would officiate the wedding. I can't marry her.
Why not? What's wrong with Katie Keller?
Because two deranged people, that's bad.
That's fair.
That's really bad.
That. Well, you guys
like
might have a really good rap album together. It produced probably, by B's brother.
Oh, that would be good. No,
that'd
her
be the best honeymoon
would
ever.
Make a good couple. Brad, what do you think of that? B's brother and Katie Keller. I tried to get them together last season. They were having none of it.
I think that'd be a cute couple. I think it would work.
Could be interesting. There's somebody out there for everybody.
There really is.
Is there, though?
Well, except you.
What are you playing, guy? What about me, Katie Keller?
That's rough.
Exactly.
I guess I'll just keep drinking over here.
So basically you're here and you're telling us right here, right now, so so it's not. There's no love. There's no... I thought you were part of a love triangle.
It's friendship.
Or square.
Strong friendship.
You guys are strong.
We're a strong team.
We're solid.
Solid.
So, okay.
First of all, I'd like everybody to know that there is another... there's multiple other players on Third Inch Long other than Katie Keller.
Yeah, you.
Thank you.
Can we stop mentioning Katie Keller?
Could we? I don't know. I wish we could.
Can we forget about Katie Keller?
Well, the only game that somebody took Katie Keller out of the equation, you guys got sure. fucking
no,
dusted.
That would, listen, her, we had,
I'm waiting for my apology, good sir, after I got yelled at.
I will
at
apologize for absolutely fucking nothing.
You should apologize for being in this league because you're terrible.
No, I'm terrible.
I'm just kidding. I love you. Don't go with that.
Listen, we've lost the one team in our league, and that was probably our worst game that we've ever played.
You just picked the wrong time to have that game, right?
It really. I think we were in our own heads, and every single person on our team probably played the worst that they can play. Kev got beat by a girl every play.
Hey, now.
Yeah, come on. You know women can vote now, mail. Scott.
No. Is it kind of, wait,
just
what?
So you know.
This is news to me.
Listen, they can drive, too.
Well, they're allowed to drive. I don't know if they can drive.
Wow.
What?
I'll be leaving now.
Katie
you're gonna roll.
Could have gotten separation a lot better. Her father... Her father took the podcast the previous week very seriously.
The one where I said he almost is going to die soon?
No, well, that he definitely took seriously.
He laughed at me, so we're cool.
One, no pun intended, when Kyle was sort of focused on covering Katie Keller, he took that as a challenge.
And it didn't go the
so
way
he locked on to Katie Keller every time. We were all open. But That's his daughter, and
I get it.
He had something to prove, and we never got away from that. And that was.
I think when a quarterback gets in that mindset of like locking onto a person,
yeah, it was over.
Girl, it just
and then,
screws it up.
It wouldn't have been as bad as it was, but we got in our own heads, and there was some Billy Gunn sort of. He destroyed us, reffing.
God, he's been killing people. Matty Ice said he's killed every team he played on Saturday.
And we just got into arguing with ourselves, arguing with the refs, and there was penalties after penalties after penalties.
That is the recipe for disaster.
Yeah,
guys.
I mean, that's not why we lost. We got lost because we got our ass beat, but
didn't help, man.
No, yeah, it didn't help. But I'm not afraid of their team. I think we can beat them.
Yeah,
I know we can beat them, but it's.
So no. You say you're going to win D4?
Yes.
You are not in love with Katie Keller.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Wait, yes, you are. No. Oh, man. That just adds to the intrigue.
Stop
talking about Katie Keller.
Okay.
So who else is on your team, then, that we should know about?
We actually have people that I don't think have ever been talked about on this podcast.
Probably not, no.
Senior Keller?
Let's blame Scott,
Senior
by the way,
Keller.
Kevin
not
Keller?
You. No, we've talked about Senior Keller.
What about Austin Keller?
Yeah. Austin Weber.
Yeah, well, you guys are like Dudleyville. Everybody's a Keller now. You're 40-year plan guy, Keller. You just don't know that.
40-year plan Keller.
Austin is previously from Home Tech.
Yes, he's the one who bailed. But, hey, they're still beating teams.
No, he's still on Home Tech.
Could he be Austin Weber slash Keller?
Sure. Yeah, he's the one who actually dated Katie.
I know. What? Did you guys ever hear the story? You want to hear a funny one?
Sure, Len.
So, apparently, Katie Keller back in the day, the girl allegedly known as Katie Keller, because we can't say her name, went with Katie Austin, Heller. Who is the Brent. He was the captain of Home Tech team that beat McKenzie Agency this week. And they went, and I think I've told the story before, they went to Dave and Buster's to play the basketball game. Yep. Now, as we all know, Val, hop in on this. Whenever you go out on a date with a guy and you play a woman in any kind of competition game whatsoever, you were supposed to lose on purpose. Yes. Well, guess what? She crushed him.
Destroyed him.
Yeah, you're supposed to make it look like it was real. Like, you know, like you lose like
she
20
beat him
to 19.
By like 50.
Yeah, she beat him like 50-4. Yeah. Turns out she was like an all freaking Sacred Heart point guard for freaking
yes.
Poor Austin was like, what the hell is this all about?
Kept that to herself.
Yeah, way to go. Girl's name we can't say.
Haiti so, Heller.
Exactly. I don't know. I'm just confused right now.
So, yeah, Austin's part of Home Tech.
Right.
That's actually, like, our farm team. We also have another player on our team who he still plays for Home Tech. Zach.
So, basically, you're telling me there's illegal subs and you guys should all be suspended.
No, they're on our roster. But check it.
So, they can't play for Home Tech anymore.
Who's the slim guy?
What?
Does he still play with you guys? Or is like, a real big, tall guy they used to call Slim?
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Ooh, because, that's an attitude. Let's talk about Slim.
Is he the guy that got the girlfriend?
No.
Okay.
He's the guy that
old 40-year plan guy. See, the joke was going around the circle.
No. Slim is Scott's other cousin, but he shows up when he wants to. He's
like Chad Griffin.
I'm not gonna lie.
He's gonna say
that he's an amazing athlete at any sport he plays. He's 6'5", 6'6".
He keeps growing.
He destroys anybody that he plays against when he's out there. But he gets in his own head, and he can sometimes be a liability. But he just comes up with these. He's been on our team two times this year because
that's no fun.
One time he had to, and I quote, "I have to house sit."
Did it go anywhere?
That's I told him to bring the house. I don't
you
know.
Bring the house. People bring the dogs, even though they're not allowed to anymore.
he's sort of fed up with this league. I don't know why, because he gets in his own head. He argues with everybody. So I mean, we're kind of better off without him.
Yeah, I was going to say, when he shows up, does your team play, like, actually noticeably different?
We play noticeably worse, I think.
Worse, because he doesn't get what you guys are doing.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Well, let's talk about people that we better off without. Like, Brent, we're going to go back to you.
So,
let's...
He does not mean you, Brent.
I've got to say something. No, I was talking about Prim, obviously. And what I want to say is, I actually saw him at the bar, and I've got to say this. He was super nice. If anybody's met Prim,
he is a nice guy.
He is a polarizing figure in
this
league.
I'll say this again. Like three
is he a father now or something?
Yes. He is, yeah.
Yeah, because he told me, he goes, Lenny, I think I got it now.
People give Prim shit, but when Samantha on our team blew out her ankle in like the last week of the season, a few seasons back when we were still sweet and sour, he was the first person to run over there and like give her medical attention and take care of her and tell us what to do. So even though like I especially give him a ton of crap, and we all do, like he's actually a really nice guy. He's just one of those people who are a complete dick on the field, a la Gordon Cuss. I'm getting hit for
Val, have you ever met Gordon? Yeah.
No. Val has not met Gordon yet.
Can I ask you a question, Val? You keep hearing all these names. Are you literally like, why the hell am I here? Who are all these people?
I'm trying to learn.
Have you learned anything yet? Tell us one thing you've learned in the last six weeks.
What have I learned? Oh. Well, I actually, this week, I subbed on Topper's team.
So you learned that he's
Did you guys formally send a formal request via email?
They came up to me personally.
Okay, good.
And I learned a lot from that game. I'm not used to playing in a higher league, but I did pretty well. I think that, like what you were saying, I got in my own head, so I think that that's easy to do.
It's very easy to do.
And I can get to the ball. I'm a good athlete, but I drop the ball.
How many times?
Twice.
Now, in your defense, now I'm just going to throw this out here.
After
I wish I had a telestrator.
Them.
When the quarterback throws it like a waiter, and a normal quarterback throws down and overhand, and Topper throws it like
he has the weirdest
like a
release.
Discus.
Ball goes sideways.
Like, yeah, like he shot puts. Like, does that throw the ball off?
Maybe that's the problem, actually.
Topper was killing it in that game, for sure. He definitely
was it an early
really
game?
Good passes.
Was he killing it or
no,
killing you?
It was a late game with kind of probably really drunk Matty Ice.
Yeah. But no, we did really well. But towards the end, Topper was actually just trying to help me, and he was like, "Oh, I'll throw a few passes to you." Like towards the end, he's
Topper
like,
throwing passes to you doesn't help you though.
No, well, he wanted to see. He's like, "Well, at this point, we pruned him, so I don't really care."
Did you catch any passes?
That's what I'm saying. No,
none.
That's what I'm
How
saying.
Many did you
but
get?
I can get there. What's some the two that I was passed?
Did you showed up and they threw you two passes all day.
Ooh.
She was there to rush.
Yeah, I was there to rush.
Did you pass rush?
What's that? I did a few good rushes.
But what would your teammates say?
They gave me good feedback about it. Especially one time I chased Maddie and I definitely got him like.
Oh, that was probably like a 17-minute ordeal.
Yeah, really.
And somebody yelled on the field something at Maddie. I don't know what they said, but.
They say, "Stop running! You're killing us."
Let it go, Maddie.
They
it's
were,
not that
they
serious.
They were laughing. It was a good moment for me because I'm slowly developing those.
Are you a pass rusher on your team currently on Passless Chaps?
What's that?
Do you pass rush for your team currently?
Yes.
Okay. Do you catch balls with them too, or are you just
defensive
specialist?
Yes, I actually do catch more balls playing with my team than I did with Topper.
Did you share your feelings with the group and tell Topper's team this? Or
what's that?
Did you tell Topper's team this?
Well, yeah. They asked me to play for, I guess, some reason.
Would you like to write a letter with me and we could send it to Topper and complain about like how he treated you Saturday?
He definitely was very
I'm dead serious.
He was very supportive.
So if you were going to give him a sticker, would it be a smiley face or a rain cloud?
Well,
maybe like an
maybe like a half smiley.
Cloudy.
We'll give him a smiley.
Oh.
Are you just being nice?
She is being nice. You don't just go from half smiley to just give him a smiley without being nice.
Unbelievable.
No, I think it's perfectly believable.
Brent, I got to ask you a serious question now.
What do you got?
He's always a
I don't know
face.
If you know this or not, but there is a rumor circulating through the league right now that you have a girl that is talking free agent with some teams in D6.
Ooh.
This would be a rumor I am not aware of.
Uh-huh.
So wait, so what? So wait, one of
speak
so
up,
one
Len.
Of our so one of our girls is talking to other teams.
There was a rumor, and we might have to talk about this off the air now.
Yeah, right.
Because
yeah,
I might want to start a controversy.
What up, Drunk Meg?
I did not say Drunk Meg. You said Drunk Meg.
I did say Drunk Meg. I'm going to guess that's who it is.
But
know girls.
Yeah, no, I have not heard such rumor.
Lenny,
I'm not aware of.
You're
any,
not one to talk, but
you
if you were, what would that girl's name be? What would it rhyme with? Maybe.
Peg. Leg.
I honestly hope not.
I hope not either. She's doing really good with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I know she. I can't remember the name of the team that she was on a couple years ago.
Collateral Damage.
Excuse me. Yes. Yeah, Collateral Damage. And one of the things she always said was that she, I guess the team was very overly competitive.
Oh yeah, they were.
A lot of anger. So she appreciated the fact that that's usually not the way that we play and handle
most
ourselves.
You guys are so fun.
Yeah. You're the
well,
best.
I mean, like you said, most of us are out there, you know, just trying to have a good time. You know, get out of our comfort zones, doing different things, and just have fun with it. So
the
I
human
mean,
embodiments of what football should be.
Exactly.
If I'm hearing this correctly, it sounds to me like Vale should not have subbed for Topper last week, and she should have subbed with Brent.
Yes.
We would take Vale as a sub any day.
Especially if you lose Meg, you should grab Vale. Bringing people together, that's what we do here.
Well, Vale, do you really want to drop down a division?
I didn't realize that you were.
Yes,
they lost a home tech. Of course, they are.
I don't know about that.
Yes. Okay.
I'm trying to get better.
Songs in their eyes.
We lost a home tech.
Speaking of
happened,
poaching,
we're moving
girls.
On.
Can there be no poaching from third inch long? Because there seems to be some poaching of our girls.
The only one that people would want is a family member, so it's not happening.
You want to hear a funny story? I'll tell you guys a funny story real quick before to these games, because we're at 23 minutes. Funny story. So, as you all know, if you know Jay-Z at all, we all know that Jay-Z is a lunatic.
We know Jay-Z.
One thing I got to give Jay-Z credit for is nobody in this league gets to the sub list faster than Jay-Z. Literally, like, I open my phone on Sunday. Yeah, it's always Katie Keller. It's always Jay-Z. Katie Keller's going to be here. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
What time does the sub list officially open?
I usually say Sunday morning is when I consider it.
Like a special time.
Okay, fine. We'll figure it out. We'll put it in the article. Right. I'll tell Bocci to put it in the guy for the article.
I thought Katie was off the sub list.
Well, no, she's allowed to sub 1 week. But here's where the story gets funny.
Sub up.
Slytherin in the end zone is Jay-Z's old team. They fired him. They're related to him somehow, and they're like, Jay-Z, we can't do you anymore. We're done.
Just can't
leave.
Do you, pal.
So Jay-Z's team is really awesome. And Slytherin in the end zone sucks now. So they're playing this week at 10 a.m. What do you think Slytherin in the end zone did on Sunday morning?
They requested Katie Keller.
They requested Katie Keller.
God, Gary,
which I
you
thought
fucking
was
really
freaking
inhuman.
Awesome. That's what I told him. I said, Gary for MVP. That was awesome. He says, I asked her 4 weeks ago just for this game.
Gary's going to go a combined like 2-22, but he's going to be MVP.
That's it. Why not? If we give Joey Betts an MVP, anyone can get one.
Ooh. Joe, are you listening to this shit? Lenny
Jimmy,
comes back
let's
one
try
time.
Some 9 a.m.
Football.
Let's get to some games.
Do we have to? I don't think anybody wants to do this.
We're getting at some games.
I'm just kidding. I'm talking while Jimmy tries to get the music he wasn't ready for to get ready.
No, actually, I was ready. Do you mind if we continue with the show, though?
Yeah, really. Jeez, come
go ahead.
Really appreciate you.
It's 1 a.m. Who wants pancakes?
9 o'clock in the morning. First up, we've got Val's Pals with 49. Chef Curry with the shots with 20. Taminators score 30 and tie with Angry Taylor's 30 on the board. Peanut Butter Kelly time, 34. Poppin' Molly's 21. Those are your 9 in the morning games.
Quick question before we get to Joe K in this Breakfast Club game.
Yeah.
Val, I got to throw this at you. Oh, Emily told us this about 4 weeks ago, or the first week I was here. If a guy asks you to have breakfast with him at 1 a.m. and wants pancakes, is that weird?
Pancakes?
Yeah.
What kind of a question is that?
Would you prefer flapjacks? I don't understand.
Like, are you
French
saying
toast,
no?
Probably.
Are you going to have breakfast? If somebody says, hey, let's go do pancakes at 1 a.m., are you in?
Was it face-to-face or was it?
Yeah, I'm not like, big on breakfast.
Were they, like,
not for
already
me.
Out? Or was it, like, a text at 1 a.m.?
And if I'm going to have dangerous. It's going to be French toast over pancakes, personally.
But you would do so breakfast picky. At 1 a.m.?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, she's not liking this.
I'm not a big breakfast person, so honestly, my answer would probably be no.
Okay.
Too many carbs.
Emily got all upset.
I personally love how Lenny asked you, but Joe K. started answering for you.
No,
like,
I
couldn't help himself.
I actually asked about the question. Like, if you're already out and it's like time to either go home or go get breakfast, that's a different question than is somebody waking you up to say,
text.
Let's go get breakfast.
Oh, that's very true.
The original question itself,
really
though, yeah, it was all about somebody wants to sleep with you and they don't want to have breakfast. And then we got an argument because I was like, if somebody asked me to have pancakes, 1 a.m., I would go have pancakes.
I've had like, pancakes.
That's where we had the argument.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
Fair.
Or Belgian waffles or French toast. It really doesn't matter. Joe K., you played for the Taminators, if that memory serves me right. And
correct.
You tied Angry Taylor's 30-30.
Yes. So last time we played them, I think we lost by 107 or something. So this would be the aforementioned Jay-Z's team. And they didn't have enough guys. So, and this has actually been a running theme that the team we're playing only has like five people. So we've been playing 5-on-5 just to be good people. And that happened this time. So as we were figuring out the defense, because Gary and Mo were there, so we knew we were in trouble. We were figuring out how we were going to play. Of course, the first play is Jay-Z just running down and catching a long ball and then, you know, spiking the ball at the one to go for the girl touchdown. Not only did that happen, he got mad at his quarterback for not throwing it soon enough. That is a microcosm of how the game went. It was a lot of Jay-Z drops and him just getting mad and fighting with the refs, and it was hilarious. They ended up taking a good lead on us, but Topper, I don't know if it's like, when Topper wears dark shirts, he's really good at football or something, but he actually played really well, and like I said, we caught a touchdown near the end of the game. I think we got a safety to get within a score. We got the score to tie it, and then we stopped them from taking the lead. Either way, Jay-Z got super pissed and wouldn't shake hands with anybody.
Of course he wouldn't. Did Topper use his girls in that game?
Yeah, he has to.
Huh.
He has to, because like, when we're only playing with five people, like half of his receivers are women. Huh. So he threw it to Tammy and Katie.
You catching that?
I'm catching that too.
Yeah.
What? I'm confused here.
I'm not confused. He didn't use her at all, yet he's using his girls in a 9 a.m. game.
I told
What's
you,
going
he's
on?
A better quarterback. When
is there something going
shirt?
On? Is he have something against this woman?
Obviously.
He's playing it safe.
I thank God somebody caught this. It wasn't you, Joe K.
No, it's fine. So, yeah, I mean, we just played. Like I said, Jay-Z wouldn't shake anybody's hand and just stormed off the field. He was so mad that we tied, and everybody just looked around, and we're just like, what the hell happened?
Oh, I'm going to get to my LVP at the end, but somebody please give Jay-Z an LVP.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, in his defense, when I walked by him like an hour later, he made a point to come over and apologize for storming off like that. But He's like, the refs were just pissing me off. I go, it's because it's how you talk to the refs, man. Like, maybe you're right in what you're saying, but you come off like such an asshole when you're talking to them. People just don't care what you're saying.
Kind of like how you talk to DJs. That's fine.
In other news, Vales Pals beat Chef Curry. Emily, I don't think, was there. And I don't think I saw Ricky Austin early. Did you?
Ricky was reffing our game. Okay, he didn't throw for them.
That was weird.
So, God. I would be remiss to not talk about this. When they were driving to try and take the lead at the end of the game, we had Topper rush, and Topper, as he was rushing, picked the ball off as he was coming in, and that's the game that's what won. Like,
oh wow,
that's what preserved the tie.
Wow,
they were at about our 2-point line going in for the game winning touchdown, and Topper made that pick right off the line. And it was funny because I had just come back from the Vale Pals game and watched Ramir do the same thing as quarterback. Ramir was quarterback and threw it right to the guy rushing and picked him off, and then Topper did the same thing. It was crazy. You don't see that too often.
Hey Vale, how many interceptions have you got as a pass rusher?
I have not gotten an interception yet.
I'm sorry. Peanut Butter Kelly time 34, Papa Molly's 21. Papa Molly's can't score. This is not good, and they're having trouble, and it is what it is. 10 a.m. games.
Daryl Carr, QB superstar.
10 o'clock games. Eyes Downtown scores 35, Angry Buffalo with 14. The Puckett All-Stars, 32 on the board, Mix with 3 X's. Scores 20. Shinta's 30 points. Cobblestone with the loss, putting it up 12. Hope and Ruin, 32 on the board. All We Do Is Quinn, 24. And one of the highest combined scores in TSL history. Tight End Zones with 78. Collegiate Builders with 50. Those are your 10 o'clock games.
128 points in one game? That happened?
Was there any
Collegiate Builder usually takes 4 weeks to score 50, so kudos to them for getting 50.
Did they just not play defense?
Have you ever seen Collegiate Builders play?
No. Can't say that I have.
They're not so good.
But what about tight ends?
They still gave up, 50, right?
And there's only an hour.
Maybe that's a lot of pick sixes or pick eight. I don't even know how to explain that.
Again, have you ever seen Collegiate Builders play? It's not pretty.
I guess that's pretty much, yeah. But they still scored 50. It's impressive. So what does that say about tight end zones? Who I still don't know.
Tight end zones is a name. I'm telling you, 1 week they're on top, another week they're down low. Like, I don't know what the hell to think of them.
I did see part of that because I gave them props because they brought their own, pennies to wear over their jerseys if they play a blue team, because I think half the teams in D6 wear blue, some variation of it. So they have these bright green ones, so that way they can.
Good for them. That's good thinking.
That is good thinking. It's forward thinking. That's what we like in the TSL.
Color jerseys.
Bad news: Daryl Carr, QB superstar, was not in attendance Saturday.
That's why they only lost by a little bit.
Yeah, we had Battle of the Immortals. Joey Batts obviously was there. They scored 30. Cobblestone scored 12. Sam returned.
Do you think Daryl quit on his team for this season?
There's no way.
Yeah, I think he did.
I think what Daryl's doing is he is going to wait for the playoffs, and he's going to come in and just beat the number one seed.
He's not going to make the playoffs.
Well, he will. Somehow.
Have they won a game yet? I'm not even trying to shit on him, but I don't even know if they've won a game yet.
No, they're going to D4. We all know this. He will never quit on
until
his team.
He gets somebody from an NFL practice squad and Garrett back, and then he'll convince him to stay in D3.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And they'll go 8-2 with those guys and stay for next summer and get blown out again.
Funny story. Did you see the ending of the Hope and Ruin All We Do Is Quinn game? That was funny.
What was funny about
it? So All We Do Is Quinn was killing D5. They were just crushing it.
Yes.
And all of a sudden they played Hope and Ruin, who always plays them tough. And Hope and Ruin at the end had an injury where two guys got knocked out of the game. So now they're on the sidelines like, oh my God, what do? We don't have any subs. So Ramir comes running over, and it was nice of him. What do? Can we grab a guy? Like, no, new sub rules, dude. You can't. They're like, you got to play short because, a couple years ago they got screwed over a sub list thing. Like, no, you got to play short. Well, Ramir, and he was right, says, hey, you can find a universal sub. You don't have to tell us anything. Well, we don't see any. He goes, well, you see one right here.
Yeah.
And Ramir went and played for Hope and Ruin. He actually made a play, and they actually beat All We Do Is Quinn 32-24, which
awesome.
I thought was
awesome. I didn't know that was part of the story.
It was hysterical.
Good job, Ramir.
Yeah, Ramir. So Ramir not only fixed the situation, but he actually went in and played.
Because you can grab somebody from the Universal Sub.
Yes, you can.
Any
guy
in
an
emergency
and not tell us. Yeah, for that emergency. You just can't say, hey, some guy got hurt. Oh, we're going to go grab Andy Smith. That's not fair.
That's not a thing, people.
Was Jay-Z playing short? Because Puckett All-Stars 32 mixed 20?
It didn't seem like it, because there was enough for Jay-Z to be on the sideline to do the aforementioned apology. So
wow.
I'm saying that.
Puckett All-Stars, congratulations. I didn't expect that one. And then I saw a little bit of Eyes Downtown, Angry Buffalo. I think Bobby threw a pick on the first play of the game.
A lot of people saw that one.
Yeah, and then it was a close game in the beginning, but He's downtown, pulled away. I'll tell you a funny moment. There was a guy playing, I think it was for Puckett All-Stars. He actually made a play, and I don't know if you know Greg Chadwick. He's a really good safety for Eyes Downtown. He looked at me, you know, as Chadwick was waiting for in between plays, and he goes, "Hey, look what I just did." And Chadwick looks at him, and he goes, "Yeah, well, you pee sitting down." The next play, like, Beth yells at him and goes, "Dude, come on, turn around." Chadwick turns around. 30 seconds later, he intercepts the ball. So he told the guy he pee sitting down and then intercepted a ball, which I thought was pretty funny.
Well, I mean, that's a good combo, I guess.
It was. 11 o'clock games.
Why do you stack your teams okay?
Doesn't matter anymore.
11 o'clock games. We've got Marketing Mayors, 32, XTC with 28. Hootie and the Brofish, 40. DMX scores 22. Bullet Club wins with 32. Slytherin, that end zone, with 22. Shredders, 33 on the board. Uncle Rico's Time Traveler scores 29 in that close game. And lastly, at 11 o'clock, Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly
scores 42. Practice Squad with 30. Those are your 11 o'clock games.
Joseph K. Bullet Club.
Well, the Travis era began in this game, which is unfortunate because we couldn't use him for the next game. But with Jeff being out, you know, tearing up his knee, which is still a shame, which I think he's actually going to try and make it out to the fields this weekend so people can say hello. But
does he have a cast we can sign?
No, I don't think he – I think he just has, like, one of those crutches, air cast combo things going on right now. He's going to look pretty pathetic.
Could we sign our names on stickers and put it on that?
I don't see why we couldn't.
Okay.
Yay. if you supply the stickers, sir. But no, Travis played really well, even though he'll tell you that he played really shitty. We had a few drops, but nothing too special. Slytherin hung around for a little bit while we got our bearings, but we ended up pulling away a little bit late. They deserve a little bit more credit than we've been giving them. They're actually not that bad of a team. They're just missing things, and they're doing the mental mistakes that newer teams do. Like, they were coming down in their last drive trying to they needed a girl touchdown to obviously try to tie the game, but one of the guys subbed on the opposite side of the field, so instead of them getting a play, it was a penalty and a loss of down or whatever it was. So they just didn't. Well, maybe it wasn't a loss of down, but they still got moved back like 10 yards. So they just kind of like shot themselves in the foot a little bit, and we ended up holding them off and winning the game.
Well, there you go. So Shredder's 33, Uncle Rico's 29. Now, I know Rico's remiss into people, and I think Sam played. She was back, but she didn't play for Shredder's, but she played for Cobblestone. So, Scott, I got a question for you.
Yep.
If you guys get the one, and it's either you or no punt intended, and Shredder's the 7 or 8, they're starting to get hot at the end. I mean,
yes, they are.
Can they upset you in the first round of the playoffs?
Ooh, not at all.
Not at all. Not even close.
Did you play them already?
Yeah, we did.
How'd it go? I don't remember.
I think we were tied, or they actually may have been up a point or two at halftime. And then, see, we're more of a second half team. Like, we figure out what you're doing eventually, and then we'll shut it down. They did not score once after halftime on us, and we very rarely don't score on a drive.
Okay.
So
it's good football.
Other than that one game that we lost, I don't know that we scored more than once in that
you
whole
didn't.
Game. But
I'll let you know you didn't.
Everybody's a clunker.
Yeah, you know, one bad game. But you know what? Listen, good teams turn it around.
Yes, they
and
do.
We come back from those bad
games.
That's
what games. I like
to hear. But Shredder's actually, they're a good team.
They have nice jerseys.
They do.
I like
are there
purple
two
and white
teams
together.
With the same exact?
Cobblestone has purple and white, too.
Cobblestone looks similar, but Cobblestone has Daryl holding a Corona on their jerseys, which might still be the best jerseys in the league.
Easily.
How do you beat that?
And Brent, you've played Dilly Dilly. Have you played Practice Squad as well? I think you played them both, haven't you?
Yes, I'm pretty sure we did play Practice Squad.
Dilly Dilly looks like the team to beat in D6. Would you agree with that right now?
They're a solid team. They got a lot of athletes on their team.
When they're not beating people up.
Throwing balls out of the end zone.
Yeah, that was an interesting week.
Did they win the fight? Was that?
I don't know if it was a fight. Is that right? There was no fight.
Well, last week there was a girl fight.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
Yeah. Did they win?
I don't know.
Who won?
I think we.
No. Well, we don't know. We know punches were thrown. Vale, female perspective. Let's hop in right here.
Okay.
So you're playing your game. Topper doesn't throw to you, and obviously you're not going to fight a man. But let's say some girl on the other team looks at you and goes, "Ha ha, Vale, you didn't catch a ball." Like, are you going to physically get in a fist fight with a girl over football?
No.
That's really lame, isn't it?
Yeah, it's immature to me.
It's very immature.
It's ridiculous. I don't know. I think people get worked up, and that's fine. I guess, you know, if you're passionate about the game, but I'm not trying to get into some fight with some.
Have you ever been in a fight before?
Maybe.
That's not, no, yes or no.
Yeah, not in a football context.
Did you win it, though?
Well, if I can get crazy enough, I could hurt someone.
That could be any girl ever. What'd you get in a fight about? Like, what sets you off?
What sets me off?
Since apparently football plays and bad topper play doesn't, what would make you want to fight somebody?
someone.
It's always a man. What was his name?
What's that?
What was his name?
Yeah, who you fight over?
What was his name?
There it is. Oh, she's giggling. There it is.
You can't lie to me. I watched The Mentalist. Tell us.
Leonard Elba.
Not that I don't know. I just don't.
You
like...
do too know what you got into a fight about.
I'm not.
His name is Scott, and Katie Keller won.
Believe me, it takes a lot. It takes
certain
a lot
things
for me
pushes
to get that
people's
way.
Buttons.
Well, Hootie and the Brofish won again. Yay. That was cool. They were minus a player this week who was taking a little vacation, and hopefully we'll have him back next week. We're going to try to get on the podcast at one point.
I didn't even catch who it was at first.
That's yeah, funny. And you know, he did a suspension. I think he's welcome back. I still maintain, and I've been kind of shunned so far, but I think he should be writing a 500-word essay apologizing to the plant.
Or at least the plant's family.
Yeah, you would think. And we'll see what we can do there. Marketing Mayors beat XTC 32-28. No shock there.
Is it shocked that it was that close?
I don't know. Mayers is missing Dalecki, and they were missing. They were. I don't think they had all their girls. That. I saw Julie, who I don't know what her last name is now. It was Murray, and it was something else. Havis, and she's been around forever, so she was playing for Marketing Mayors. So that was pretty cool. But XTC had Doobie, and they had no. They were missing Patterson, so they actually weren't at full speed. But they had Kelsey, and they had Nikki Sabuda, so they were missing people too. Yeah, so. No Dalecki, they're not going to win Marketing Mayors. I'm going to tell you that right now. Eyes Downtown and them are playing this week, so that's going to be a good matchup. So we're going to go to 12 o'clock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God.
With your 12 o'clock games, Racks and Sacks score 39, Public Enemy with 24, one topper too many, 27 in the hole. Bullet Club barely scored, Buffalo Solar Solutions with 37, HK4 with 20, Come From Behind with 42, Vandalay Industries with 24. Those are your 12 o'clock games.
So, Len, let's talk about your game. You come back, and all of a sudden I see that your defensive game plan was to have Cole and Tommy out there. Good job.
Yeah, so we learned a valuable lesson on Saturday, and that is if 4/6 of your team doesn't show up, you're not going to win
the
a football game.
The craziest thing, isn't it?
We learned that week 2, week 3, week 5, and week 6. So they are 2-5. They are easily a 6-1 football team, if you ask me right now. Maybe 5-2. But
everybody makes the playoffs there.
You don't have your people. You don't win football games, and Public Enemy learned that. But, yeah, Cole and Tommy Hughes played defense. That was kind of fun.
That's what they said. They were like, yeah, we played defense, so things went very, very poorly.
It was a lot of fun. The funniest part was watching that defense and me sitting next to Jill on the sidelines and her and I laughing at Racks and Sacks offense because she's like, why didn't they score on 3 downs with the defense? And I'm like, I don't know either. They weren't even attacking Cole and Tommy, and we literally were like, this doesn't make any sense. So that game was comical, but they deserved to lose, and they did. Bullet Club lost this game, and that's not... Oh, you lost a topper. That's terrible.
Well, it is terrible, but... Since you were too busy losing to Travis, that means he couldn't play quarterback for us. Ugh. So then the Zach Newberry quarterback Bullet Club era began. And Zach, to his credit for not really being a quarterback, he did all right. I mean, it was 14-13 for a while there. Chad Griffin played this week because...
He showed up!
Yeah, because like you said, when 4/6 of your team don't show up because either they're doing military obligations or they're injured or something, like we were tired, obviously, and like I said, we had a quarterback who was not a quarterback, but we still kept it really, really, really close. And Topper's team actually started rushing Aaron. You know, tall guy. He just started rushing on Zach, which is like swan.
He's really good.
He's a very good player. He's kind of underrated, honestly.
He's very underrated.
But Topper's on the sideline. He's just like fired up. I'm like, Top, what's going on, buddy? He's like, these people don't listen. Like every week, they don't listen.
Topper's been saying that for 8 straight years.
They're not running the right routes. They're not doing anything. He's like, he goes, no offense, we should be killing you guys. I go, no offense. I'm the one who walked up and said you should be killing us. So it was a close game. They scored late at the end, and instead of just like, with like two, we were a little behind in that field, so instead of like playing for the last 2.5 minutes for us to just score a meaningless touchdown, we just called it, so it didn't matter.
You want to hear something crazy?
Yes.
I think Topper's Aaron is better than Drew.
I think that's fair to say.
In other news, Drew's about to get on a bridge after he hears that and jump.
Nah, maybe. I mean, actually, isn't this like we say?
He is not emotionally stable. Vale, we're going to go to you psychologically again. You know Drew. He's not emotionally stable, is he?
I do know Drew.
He is not stable at all. He came up to me like at the bar, and he's like, why are you talking shit about cunning stunts? He goes, you know, this is the first time I ever played quarterback. And he goes, I'm really not that good, am I? And I'm like, no. I thought he was going to start crying.
Oh, no, Drew's a good player.
Are you sure?
I think he is.
But do you think if people say he's a bad player, that would hurt him emotionally?
I think it would.
It may, yeah.
Not
yeah.
It may, it will. That's her nightmares.
Unbelievable. Scott, Buffalo Solar Solutions 37, HK420. That does not make your win look as impressive when ARP beats them.
No, HK4, I don't know what happened to them, but last session they were a good team.
They're Peaks and Valleys team, honestly. Like every time I've noticed, either they're like winning games pretty good, or they just like lose games they should have.
They're a good team. I don't know what's happening this year. But
the quarterback was good. Like I think they were missing a girl. They were missing one of their girls, I think, and I don't know if they had another guy, but they looked like they were missing one more speed guy, and they'd have been all right. I know they're playing you guys.
So then, Len, with the other game, so Vandalay played come from behind and got smoked. But if Topper was playing against us, who was the quarterback for Vandalay?
I honestly don't have no clue.
Nobody wants.
I never saw the game. I don't go see come from behind games because plays on that team.
She who shall not be
and
named.
I will not go to that field to watch her.
Lenny's
ever.
Version of Voldemort. I forgot.
Thank
about that.
You. But so I don't go down to the field for that game.
Right. So it had to be Dave Walter, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's well, either way. If it was Dave, that would explain the score. Just kidding, Dave. I love you.
1 p.m. teams? Or the
1300s? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Thunderdome.
With your 1300 1 p.m. game, Buffalo Solar Solutions 33, A times A 32, UFO 20 on the board, passless, Japs with 10, Salino Sewer Rats, they won, 38 nice TDs, scored 27, practice squad with 30 Dark Knights, 20 points, those are your 1 p.m. games.
OMG. Guess what? Who we're going to? Are you all right? You got a phone call? We're going to go to you. It's your time to talk now, Val.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Can it wait like 30 seconds maybe? You can tell us how the UFO Paisley Chaps game went?
So we did get quite a few interceptions, so I'm really shocked that we didn't get... We've already gone over this. So I'm actually, you know, for as many interceptions as we had, I'm surprised that we didn't get more touchdowns.
How many did you have?
We had 10.
Interceptions?
You had 10 interceptions.
No, 10 points.
Like, oh, but how many interceptions did you have in the game?
It's 20 to 10.
We know this. We know what this is.
So let me ask you a question. I got to ask you right now. So that means you had 8 points and 2 points. Did you score the girl touchdown?
I wish.
Oh, damn it. Seriously?
Hey,
so who scored the touchdown?
I think Elise did.
Okay. Is she good?
Elise just stepped in. She's... One of my players' girlfriends.
Ah, okay. Oh. And how was UFO? Like, I've heard a lot of good things about them and a lot of bad things about them. Basically, like, sometimes they get a little angry with each other.
No, I thought they had pretty good sportsmanship.
Yeah.
Wow, I think you're the first person in the TSL to say
they
that.
They weren't. I mean, maybe because they were creaming us so badly, they didn't feel like...
20-10's not bad.
That's
a close game.
But, I mean, we kept, like I said, going back and forth. They were getting interceptions. We were... but overall, I didn't find them to be aggressive or anything.
So if you would have to lay blame on anybody, I'm assuming it's your quarterback?
No.
No. We only scored 10 points.
Well, he just stepped in for his brother, so we got to cut him some slack.
Okay.
I think Ricky may have also stepped in a few times as well for the quarterback.
So wait, the hurt guy played when the guy who came
in? No, hurt guy is Adam.
Hurt guy's out.
Okay.
Hurt guy is considering retirement right now.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, no. Are you guys coming back in the fall?
I'm not sure if they play in the fall. Like I said, I just joined, so.
Are you playing in the fall?
I don't know. I'm going back and forth about it.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
You gotta play.
I keep pushing myself. I'm definitely trying to learn more. I'm learning from better players. I'm always the hardest person on myself, for sure.
There may be an opening on the McKenzie agency.
Are you stuck in the middle? No, do we have serious music?
Always scouting. That's all we have is serious music.
Like, no, you're seriously considering not coming back.
Well,
what is it about the league you don't like?
Well, you know, for me, it's like, I guess it's a lot of pressure.
What kind of pressure?
I put the most pressure on myself, probably.
You just got to learn to have fun.
I know. Well, that's the thing. I really do have fun.
Okay.
But with competition, you obviously want to be like up to par. And I think that you do get in your own head at times. And for me, I get in my own head at the worst times.
I'm going to throw a cliche at you. I want you to tell me what you think it means.
Okay.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yes. Okay, so yes, I need to continue to build on what I have going and prove to myself that, you know, I can continue to be in the league and do better. And I do believe I have the potential. I'm definitely athletic. I'm not lazy.
Guess what?
I can whip all across the field.
I think you do too.
Thanks.
Here's what I propose. If you come back in the fall. And assuming I don't die.
Okay.
And we're going to put that about 50-50 right now. What if we helped you get better in the fall?
Dick.
Well, obviously that would. If I come back in the fall, like I'm definitely going to be better because I'm not going to just. But
what if
show
we helped you
in the fall? Well, then maybe I'll give it a shot.
Do you know who Coach Jay is?
No.
Okay, Coach Jay is Emily's boyfriend, and he's a really good guy.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
apparently,
yeah,
what he does is he helps brunette girls run better routes, and they all get better. Oh. Now, obviously, you have blonde hair. What if I called him after this podcast and I said, "Coach Jay, I have a friend. She's blonde, okay, but she wants to learn and get better. Would you help her? Would you talk to Coach Jay if we set this up?"
Sure.
Okay, you've heard it here first, Coach Jay. Wherever you are, you're going to be getting a call from me later today. We're going to bring Val
you're
over.
Call
and
him
we're going
before
to help
he even hears this, and he's going to have no clue what's going on.
And that's okay. Help us help you.
Okay. It is 7:43. You should call him by about 8:30.
Okay, we got this. Val, only together can we make this happen. Fist bump.
All right.
Brent, can you fist bump Val? Because I'm too far away. Thank you very much. One of your powers, activate.
That's amazing.
All right. Practice squad beat the Dark Knights. Andy's having a great year. He got hurt. That sucks.
Did you coach them?
I did not. Actually, what happened is by the time that game started, I thought I was going to die, so I went to the bar. I was a little tired.
That makes sense, I guess.
I called it a day, and I went to the bar, and I hydrated. So
did you go to your inside corner?
No, I did have lunch in the inside corner, then I went back outside.
Okay.
And I babysat until 5:30, then I went home. Salino Surayat's Jimmy, 38, and the Nice TDs, 27.
Yeah, very
they won.
Proud of those guys. Yeah, they keep it moving, keep the candle lit. I do hope that they break up sometime soon and send some of the players up a division to some other teams.
Now, Jim.
And maybe get some new players in and kind of keep it going.
You think what I'm thinking?
I mean, that's what it's always been. No.
If Passless Chaps doesn't come back, then Val will have a team.
Exactly.
And Coach Jay can coach it.
It would be perfect.
I'm pretty sure we can easily find Val a team.
We're on the same page.
We got this.
Yes.
If you weren't sick, I would so fist bump you right now.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, 2:00.
What are you playing, guy? What about me, Katie Keller?
2 p.m. The replacement scored 31, NWO with 6. One topper too many, 40 points on the board. A scored 34. No punts intended, 28 Brew Crew, 26. 3rd. And Schlong scores 48 HK4 with 20. Those are your 2 p.m. games.
No, there's one on the other page. Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. We'll get to that.
It's fine. It doesn't matter.
Put them all on the same page for me next time, brother. Read,
Lenny,
read that damn score now then, Joe.
The Tommy Hughes experience got 40 and Witters hit 14.
Yay.
He does it much better than you do, by the way.
Brent, you got to be sitting there going, God damn it, my game's at 3 o'clock and they just get to me. What's going on here? Brent, we're almost there.
We've made fun of Brent's game, man.
40-year plan guy, we're going to you. So HK, people were telling us, they were talking on the website. They're like, listen, were they a byproduct of an easy schedule? They got smoked by no punt intended. HK4 is going to come to town and steal their milk money, and look what happened, 48 to 20. What happened?
We won. I mean, we do what good teams do, and we
bounce back.
Got destroyed last week. We bounced back, and we won.
They got. Yep. I remember seeing the first drive. If I could recall, they scored literally on 4 plays, and then you guys ran that play that was magical. Oh, you got to tell us about that play. It was awesome.
It may have been the best play in TSL history.
It was awesome.
Go on.
It was awesome.
Do tell.
So we ran. It was planned beforehand. Senior Scott's dad. We got in the huddle. We talked about it. Me and Austin Weber did a crisscross. He was going to throw it to me, 5 yard. I had a 5 yard in. Austin had a 4 yard in. Threw it to me. I pitched it to Austin right away. And Austin, I didn't know Austin had wheels, but
No one did.
This kid ran, and I don't know who the guy was behind him, but it looked like he was going to tag him for about 50 yards. Like he was literally right behind him. I don't know if he didn't extend his arms, but he took it all the way, first play.
Hook and ladder.
Oh, my God. It was beautiful.
And have you ever seen Austin? I mean, Austin does not look like he is fast. And all of a sudden, like, literally, he's right. He came around the end on the hook and ladder, and people are like, holy shit. And, one dude tried to get him. Nope. Two dudes. There was, three dudes chasing him. And they literally were chasing him for 25 yards.
they
were, a half yard behind him, and they didn't get him. So that was pretty cool.
HK4 is a good team. They just did not. And they have not played well this year. I'm a little disappointed in them because they're good competition. They beat us last session.
And unlike a no pun intended, they did not cover Katie Carroll very well, not at all.
They did not. But,
she was
playing
good.
But we got away from what we did last game, and we won.
And I'll tell you a funny story real quick. During this game, guess who was sitting on the sideline? I think there was 5 of them.
Yeah, they were all watching our game.
No pun intended was just just evil staring them.
And they what happened when we started winning and we started destroying? They disappeared.
Yep, they saw enough and they said, we're out of here.
How were they doing that if they played at the same time?
They didn't. They played.
Yeah, they can't because they were watching the game. Yeah, that they must be Topper. Uncle Topper strikes again.
Again, the T in TSL stands for Topper. So
yes.
Possible. Understood.
Wow.
So wait, Topper 40, ANA 34. So Val, you played for one Topper too many in this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they scored 40 points?
Yes.
And he didn't throw you the ball once.
No, he threw it to her twice. Are you not listening?
God, Topper.
Okay, she's only doing him a favor by helping out.
That's all you got to say about the game? Nothing else?
No, it was a great game. I was happy to be part of it.
Did you do your best?
I did well, I thought.
Did you get mad? Did you sack that Matty Ice?
What's that?
Did you sack that Matty Ice?
No.
Damn, he's so hard to get.
I'm very close to that one time.
He's slippery.
I got to throw a shout out to the replacements. So we got news around 11 o'clock. They had an issue, and they only had five players. Well, we told them you can go to the Universal Sub list, or unfortunately, you're done. And the replacements couldn't find a sub, so they played 5-on-6. And they still beat them 31-6. That was comical.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 5-on-6, they beat them.
Well, yeah. That's impressive.
Burr's like two people.
Well, he is. And Brother Nero was, he's still stuck in the Matrix. I'm not sure where Brother
Ever
Nero is right
now.
Ever
since he lost to his brother for the sing-off,
he's been unheard of. Like, nobody knows where he is anymore.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, so, and no pun intended, boo.
They beat Brew Crew, but barely, which is
weird. Brew Crew's really bad.
Is this like a letdown game after last week's big win, maybe?
It could have been.
Yeah, see? So, let me ask you something.
Hit me.
So, they're the team to beat in D4, correct, Joe?
Well, I mean, they proved that last week, so yeah, I guess so.
Technically right now, yes.
That does not sit well with you. I love your face when I say that. You're like, motherfucker. I love it.
Your competitiveness is awesome. Very inconsistent. Whereas we, except for that one game, we're very consistent. When we beat teams, we destroy teams. When they beat teams, it's like, but.
Well, they beat this one team by 40 points. I don't know if you've heard of them. Third and
Schlong. Yeah, Third and Schlong.
Oh, snap. Damn.
I'm only messing with you because it's funny.
I want to see them play again.
I think it legitimately bothers you that you lost so badly. And that makes me think that you're like awesome.
It legitimately bothers our whole team.
It's not really funny. It's kind of awkward.
Dude, so funny.
He's got this vein popping on his forehead right now.
So mad.
Like, I kind of wouldn't keep going there anymore. You know, I'm just saying.
You know what bothers me?
What?
We have not had a 4-year planned wedding yet.
What you talking about, Willis?
I know. 3 o'clock games.
Just gloss over my game. That's fine.
Oh, come on. Tommy Hughes Witters.
But I just want to talk
14.
About the quadruple
tell
option.
I'm tell us about the quadruple option.
No, it's not as fun anymore. We won.
Here, Witters, you can talk at the end of Brent, because Brent's got to say something about his game.
All right, let's get to Brent losing to hometown.
Can we move on?
Yeah, I think we'll move on.
Why'd you stack your team, Uncle Topper?
3 o'clock games. Morning Wood scores 38. Sticky Bandits with 32. Full Throttle, 32. And Decent Exposure with 31. The Tommy Hughes Experience, 38. Cutting Stunts with 34. Hung Buffalo, 40 points. Maddie's Angels, 34 in your last game. At 3 p.m., their Home Tech with 19. McKenzie Agency with 15. Those are your 3 p.m. games.
What happened, Brent?
Let's see.
Is this your retirement speech?
No. we had a couple mishaps. We had one play that should not have been ruled a catch that was ruled a catch.
Billy Gunn, I'm assuming, roughed?
Billy did. And,
oh, my God. I just threw that out there. I can't believe I was right.
No, he did.
Was that the bobble play where it bobbled like, through three players?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
That hit the ground.
Yeah.
That was definitely, that didn't go in our favor. We did have a, Billy, I don't think, likes our team.
Greatest ref ever.
we had, he ended up giving us a penalty, 10-yard penalty, which backed our defense up. They ended up scoring on that play. So that was not fun. It was a close game. We just had a couple that we couldn't turn over. We couldn't get in. We had
was Ron Weber playing?
Weber played. Okay. Weber had one in the back of the end zone.
He's
was
so good. He's underrated.
Webb's amazing.
Great hands.
Webb's amazing.
Bullet club, but he had a golf tournament.
Yeah, he he had one Ferger through to him. He came down maybe, I don't know, probably 2 inches outside of the back of the end zone. Just couldn't get his foot down. You know,
he probably did, and Billy probably said, screw you.
I'm not saying it's possible. I'm just saying. but, yeah, Webb is definitely, I would say, is probably our MVP.
he was nominated, actually, last year.
He was. And it was well-deserved. Well-deserved. He's just nice. One of those guys that
all right, we'll get him next week. Who do we got this week? Salino Sewer Rats. Oh, that's going to be a good game.
That should be a good game.
And I'm assuming Ferger's going to be healing from the assault.
Ferger's finger is getting better, so we should be good to go.
We should call the FBI when they stepped on his hand.
I think we got the whole crew this week. I don't think we're missing anybody.
Nice. Beware, Salino Sewer Rats. We're coming for you.
Carrie's coming?
What's that?
Carrie will be there?
Carrie with a K?
Carrie with a K?
Is she back?
I don't know.
You said the whole team?
No, Carrie, well, I know Carrie, I think it might... Carrie hasn't been around.
Is she retired?
She played one game this season.
Yeah, she's on the sub list.
Nice.
Think.
This is good.
But yeah, we should have everybody. We got our Burnell back this week, I believe.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
Is interest. Here we go.
Well, yeah, because we got three Burnells.
Yes.
Well, we got two and a half. One doesn't really say anything, so we're not going to count her. So we've got Vale, and Vale's trying hard. But what do you think about Deanna Burnell right now? Like, how is she doing for best Burnell? Like, would you choose her over Vale?
I would say she's doing very well right now. I mean, she came in. I know she came in kind of worried that she wasn't going to, you know, how she was going to do, but I wouldn't have guessed that she didn't play before.
How's she dealing with the pressures of playing in the TSL?
I would say she's handling it well, especially considering not only does she play well in TSL, she knows how to party with TSL.
Nice.
Because
we've gotten
numerous text messages from her in our team chat, you know, 7 p.m., you know, saying, still here. And we're like, wait, still where? Oh, at the bar. How are you still at the bar?
Wow. That's actually just genetic.
Can I ask another question?
I think so. Burnells go hard.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they're the best.
Do you think she would ever come on a TSL podcast and threaten to not play in the fall?
Wow.
Sorry, I couldn't help that one.
Hey, I'll tell you.
Love you too.
More of a champion at the drinking. That's
you got this. We got this in the fall. We're calling Coach Jay. Val, that's it. You're our new project. We got this.
This sounds like a video project. Training with Coach Jay.
You got this.
See you in the summer.
Morningwood, they shock Sticky Bandits.
Yeah,
wow,
a
little bit of a surprise. Morningwood's been getting hot down the stretch.
It's because they're just sick of you talking so much shit.
It's not me.
Oh, you're not here.
Mike
right.
Baccio, I've been anywhere. It can be me. But if I had to guess, I'd say they're probably 38-1 odds. And that's just me. Lou won like his fifth straight game.
Yeah, they're kind of on fire right
now. Yeah, and for good luck, he put you in a headlock. I saw it on Saturday.
Not me.
That was awesome.
He did not put me in a headlock at all.
I thought he did.
That was not a thing at
all.
Are
you sure it looked like a headlock to me?
You're definitely confused with stories that never happened.
All my stories are starting to cross. I'm like, I don't even know where I am. Where am I right now? I'm going to start feeding the ducks.
You're actually dreaming.
Okay, Tommy Hughes won 38-34. Tell us about that game.
That was a fun game.
How bad was Drew at quarterback?
Not as bad as you want him to be for the story, but
this is unfortunate.
He actually played pretty well. He threw a couple bad picks, but so did Tommy, so whatever. James T. Hearn was big, like with his big-ass hands in the end zone, catching some touchdowns. But Drew actually led them on a drive with about 4 minutes to go to take the lead. They were up by 2 points, and we just kind of like milked the clock down and kind of just took our time between each play and got down to around the five with, 2 seconds left, and Tommy threw a touchdown. I can't remember who caught it. I want to say it was Crystal. It was Crystal or Misty. He threw it. No, it had to be.
Ooh, Crystal returned. That's good.
Yeah, she's, I mean, good even though she can't play for other teams, she's still going to play for our
good.
Team.
Good. Well, this is good.
I lied, because if we only got 38, he had to throw it to a guy. So actually, I think he did throw it to Hearn, and Hearn caught the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah,
so. It was a big time, and, everybody hugged after. It was a really good game. Like, it was a lot of back and forth, and, like, everybody was having, like, just fun. Nobody was being too serious, so it was just the kind of game
football
you want to play.
Is supposed to be fun.
Exactly.
And Maddie's Angels lost to Hung Buffalo. I heard they got hosed by the refs.
Ooh.
I don't know. I want to talk to you get... from me. I don't know. Maddie said something. I don't know if he got billied, too, or if just something happened. But
and,
he
you
said,
know, for so many people that got billied, by the way, I played five games this week, and Billy was the ref for, like, four of them. So I don't know how everybody had
Billy. Well, Scotty, you guys got hosed. At one point in the and I saw this, HK4 was playing third and Schlong. You threw that out to Nicole, and she caught the touchdown. And all of a sudden, Billy goes, offensive offsides. You don't ever call an offensive offsides. If somebody's offsides, you look at them and go, take a step back. Like, you don't call that penalty ever.
And the worst are when people try and call it when it's only, like, half a foot.
Yeah,
like,
it was terrible.
If somebody's like a step and a half, I
Nicole
get it.
Keller
like
scored a touchdown, and she's good. She's not. I mean, she's not the highlight of the offense. So when she scored, it was a big deal.
Oh,
and everybody was going nuts. And all of a sudden, he's like, offsides, offense.
See,
Billy.
Nicole is great on our team, and people don't know that.
No, she's really good. Solid. Good person
as well.
And
she caught a touchdown, and Katie Keller took it away from her.
What? Because
her toe was over the line.
How do you want to be somebody like that's 40-year plan?
Of course it was Katie Keller.
I don't.
Then get out of it. You should break it off.
That's mean.
Dude, why is it mean? She's mean.
She is mean. She can be mean.
Exactly. She just drags you around and treats
Katie Keller.
She treats your feelings like
no,
dog shit.
No, don't fuck Katie Keller. That's the idea here. We're trying to avoid.
Anti-abstinence.
Abstinence. Abstinence.
Tell that to the rest of the league.
Don't blow it.
Don't blow it.
All right. This is the time of the evening where we go to our LVPs and MVPs. Basically, we're going to go around the room. We're going to ask you for who was your least valuable player and who was your most valuable player this week. Scott, we're going to start with you.
We'll start with my LVP. We're gonna have to go with Joe K.
Yes,
nice.
You don't hurt my feelings at all.
No, I'm sure it doesn't. I heard you ask for an apology from me for.
Well, you should have. You hurt my feelings. You yelled at me and said I didn't believe in you when I still like you guys, and then you said, "Oh, we'll show you. We'll show you." And then all you showed me was that you got smoked. So,
boo.
It's his final thought. His LVP. Continue.
You can't call me out.
You totally hijacked his.
You totally did.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is my show back now, Jim. Get
off.
Used to it.
Back off.
Who's your MVP?
My MVP is you, Lenny. I mean, this league is Yay. Nothing without you.
Woo-hoo. Oh, that made me feel nice.
God.
I have nothing
and
to do with that.
I got
to
say, all the shenanigans left as soon as you came back.
It had nothing to do with the fact that everybody that caused shenanigans were suspended.
Why? No? Did his mic just stop?
Yeah, what happened?
Thank you, but I had nothing to do with it, I swear.
No, we all love you back.
But thank you very much. It's much appreciated.
No, I think people were definitely on their best behavior once they saw you.
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't want to deal with Lenny.
Ovale Testa, LVP, MVP.
Okay. So I think Steve definitely was MVP for stepping in. You know, he did, you know, the best he could. I thought that
Yeoman's
had...
work, as they say.
What's that?
Yeoman's work, I think they call it.
So I think that that was an admirable thing to do, and
you know, I know who your LVP is.
I am, yeah. I'm gonna have to put it on myself because there's no way I'm.
No,
gonna
it's going to top rate right and throw you the ball. Come on,
I cannot put anyone
minutes?
Down.
You can't. Yes, you can
yourself
take
you
shots at Topper. We
you
all
can't
do.
Make me.
Yes, I can. I'll call Coach Jay. I swear to God, you'll start doing laps.
No, as I said, Topper did a really good job. I thought he
except for
really good
the ball.
Passes.
Okay, so you're giving it to yourself. That's fine. But we're going to fix you in the fall, we promise. Brent, what do you say, LVP, MVP?
All right, let's see. MVP for our team this week was probably Matt Kita. He was all over the place, broke a kid's ankles on one move that he almost took, just about took for a touchdown, and we scored on the next one. So he's been a great add to TMA, which is awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, the kid's fast.
That's a kid from Ace, right?
Yeah. Rushing from Ace, he is so freaking fast.
Agreed.
Yeah, definitely a big upgrade for us. Let's see. LVP. I don't. Come on.
Come on. You got to pick somebody.
That's brutal.
Come on. Pick Topper.
That's brutal. Pick Topper.
You got to pick somebody. Pick Prim. Right. What the hell? He'll expect it.
He'll expect it. We're going to go with Topper for.
Just being Topper.
Brent's,
just being
it's Topper. So hard for Brent.
Not buying enough Girl Scout cookies, not buying enough candy bars. Because he only bought 40 candy bars instead of 50.
He did buy like 40 candy bars.
That was awesome. Thank you, Diabetes, for not letting me participate in that day.
Past mistakes.
Damn you, Diabetes.
Stupid.
Joe K, LVP, MVP, what do you say?
I think my MVP and LVP are kind of intertwined here. So Paul Shinta is my MVP because yet again he has thrown off a ridiculous pub crawl in Williamsville where he sets this up and it's always goes to a very, very good cause. This time around, it was, I want to believe it's his nephew, who's about 11 years old, and he's going to participate in the 11-day power play. And if you haven't heard about this, but it's basically a thing where like it's just a continuing hockey game that raises money for cancer, et cetera, et cetera. So the pub crawl that Paul helped set up, the donated money would go towards his nephew's trying to reach a goal of about $3,000. Wow. He really, really, really expected some TSL players, people to be there, and unfortunately, only Topper showed up. I donated. I apologize. Like, I know a lot of us were going to like East Aurora Music Fest and had other things.
Can you do it
do.
On a Sunday?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it just seemed like a bad timing thing. And I think, because I was talking to him today, because he was actually really upset with the league, like just kind of hurt. So I was talking to him, like, Paul, not for nothing, like, I'm sorry that this worked out. You know, me and him are cool, whatever. Mm. But I want to tell him, like, it seems like you're marketing more as, like, a pub crawl. So people are just like, whatever, it's a pub crawl. Not that it's something that's super important to Paul Shinta and something that he really wanted somebody to stop by for and just donate. Even if you only stop by at one thing for the pub crawl for a beer, that's kind of what he wanted. And everybody just kind of, like, ignored it in a way, but I don't think anybody really knew how important it was. So we're sort of LVPs for that, like the league.
But it's like the blondes and brunettes game. I mean, everybody wanted to go to the game, but you scheduled it during football. That's not easy.
That's always very hard. I mean, I don't know if he has like a say in the date or anything like that, but I was wondering if maybe we could do something for him.
I think we could.
Maybe like even our own little side fundraiser for his
when I'm done calling Coach Jay, I'll see what I can do. Talk to Topper and see what we can do.
But so I felt bad about it because he called me and he said like he was going to quote unquote cater the 4 o'clock game that is not happening anymore. But he said he was going to bring a whole bunch of wine and cheeses again this Saturday.
Well, he can still do that. You can bring wine and cheese anytime.
No, he doesn't want to anymore because he's mad at everybody.
Well, he should be mad.
I don't think he's mad. I don't think Paul Shint is capable of being mad.
Let's be mad at Topper.
But I think he's just like upset. So
we'll talk to him.
We
got
to find a way to make it up.
We'll figure it out.
Make it up to him.
Yeah, let's schedule it on a Sunday next time.
Okay. On you, Len. What's your
MVP? Do you have an MVP?
My MVP is Paul.
Oh, okay.
For doing all that good stuff.
Yeah, these are simple. I'm going to go to my LVP. You know who you are, Austin's girlfriend. Let me tell you a little story. I've been gone for 5 weeks and I have not been feeling well. I showed up and Scott, you were there. They were warming up and I see senior and I see junior and I see my good friend Austin who says, Lenny, how are you? And I said, I'm doing great. And he says, well, what's been wrong? And I said, I've been having some diabetic issues and this, that, and the other thing. And he goes, oh, what kind of insulin are you on? How much do you take? And I told him. And that's when Austin's girlfriend, who was sitting down, who just happens to be a nurse, said, and I quote, gee whiz, Len, that's a lot of insulin. Thank you, Austin's girlfriend, for making me cry. Thanks for ruining my Saturday. Thanks for telling me that I'm going to die because I take too much insulin. So you are my LVP.
Oh, can I change my LVP to her?
Yes.
She's going to scare
Lenny
away.
She made me cry.
Why would
she's
you do
Austin's
that?
Girlfriend.
She's usually very nice.
She wasn't nice to me. Now we're going to go to our MVP. This is a funny story. It might take a second, but I'm going to explain it. Paul Avello is one of the most awesome people in our league. We love him to death. He's great people. I wish I could talk to him more, but he plays for Come From Behind. And as you all know, she plays on Come From Behind, so I will never go over to Come From Behind to say hello. So, Paul, we get a text from, or an email, rather, from Nice TDs in D6 who says, hey, listen, we've agreed to have Paul Avello play quarterback for us in D6. We're like, oh, this is awesome. Friend of the league. We're all excited. I tell Topper, Paul Avello's going to be playing Saturday. This is great. So I'm talking to Ramir at about 10 a.m. And basically, the prophet, the most honorful Dave Walter, walks up and says, hey, guys, how you doing? We're like, Dave, what's up? And you're like, hey, you hear Paul Lavelle's playing quarterback for Nice TDs? He goes, are you sure? I was like, yeah. I go, I got the email right here. You know, I have the rules and the sub list in my hand. And he goes, well, I have an email right here that has them asking me to play quarterback for Nice TDs. And I'm like, I have an idea. I go, this would be kind of funny. Why don't we get 30 people and watch the game and we'll all start calling you Paul and we'll see how long we can get away with this before anybody figures it out. Well, one thing comes to another. We go to the bar. It all ends. Well, around 4:30, I run into the prophet, the most honorable Dave Walter, and I said, how'd things go? He goes, Len, you're never going to believe this. He goes, I brought my cleats. I walked over and what do you think Nice TD said to me? Hi, Paul.
Yes.
They thought that Paul Avello was Dave Walters, which I thought was comical. So if you know Paul Avello and Dave Walters, you would find that very hysterical.
Even,
so Nice TDs, you are my MVPs because that is classic.
That's brilliant. I can't believe it worked.
Yeah. So, well, we are at 70 minutes. We have laughed. We have cried. We've learned a lot of things. Apparently, we're not going to have a marriage, but we are going to have Vale back in the fall. That's good. We hope.
Coach Jay.
Yes. We're going to start with our final thought. No, you said you promised. As long as we get Coach Jay, you're in.
Okay.
Come on. We have audio. You promised.
I promised?
I thought you did, didn't you?
All right. We'll go with it.
Done. Twist the old arm.
We're going to our final thoughts. For your plan guy, if you got anything else to say, say it now. Or forever hold your peace.
Do not underestimate third inch long.
Nice. Great thought.
That is it.
I like it. Mic drop. Val, what do you say? Final thought.
See you in the fall.
Yes, great. We're That's two everything. For two. Brent, no pressure.
I know, no pressure at all.
Crap, I have nothing right now.
Let's see. Final thought. Look out for TMA. Last 2 weeks.
Nice.
Ooh. Oh yeah, I said it.
DJ Jimmy, final thought.
Yes, I do have one.
Nice.
Yeah.
My final thought. I've held on to this all session so far, as we've heard about the Bernals and the favorite Bernal awards or Bernal. And my final thought. I've been curious as to whether or not Joe K will win the Best Bernal Award. No,
actually,
he's done more than Leah.
Currently, right now, the runaway winner might be
it's
Mike
my
Baccio,
final thought.
We don't need to get it.
Do you ever notice whenever you see a Bernal, there's a Baccio somewhere?
He is. He's like their pet now. It's awesome.
Let him finish his thought.
And thank you for stepping on everyone's final thoughts and final comments today, Mr. K. The other final thought that I have is how thankful I am to have all three of these new guests in studio. You guys have been fantastic today.
Thank you.
I personally want to leverage my apology on behalf of the TSL to you, Mr. Scott, 40-year plan guy, for the way Mr. K has treated you today.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mr. Today, K, what do you say?
We're going to get new DJs. All right. Oh, man. No.
I'm going to turn my mic off. Damn it.
We knew that was happening.
And Len, back to you.
Much deserved.
I'll let Joe talk.
Okay.
Thanks, Lenny. I think my final thought is just like, Len, this was hard to do without you. And of course, you come back, and it's the 1 week that everybody doesn't bail on coming to the podcast.
That's really
the
funny.
Day of, and everybody was a great guest, and nobody was too drunk or talking about their dick all the time. Hi, Joey. So it's just great to have you here, and just like, it goes so much smoother when you're around. So please don't die.
I will try not to.
Thank you.
Well, looks like we're going to close. So I guess here's my final thought. Thank you again. It's nice. I feel good. I feel back. I don't know if this is it. I have told myself that I'm going to take it a week at a time. So if I'm there Saturday, I will be here next week. If not, I'm going to go away and come back when I can. So I'm starting to feel a little better. Saturday was fun. You know, people were telling us... you know, things are getting out of control, this, that, and the other thing. But I'll tell you what, I was at football Saturday, and I didn't see that at all. I saw a bunch of people having fun. I saw competition. I saw a good time at the bar. So I think this league is fine. Yeah, I left for 5 weeks, and some things happened. But we're going to be okay. So if I see you next week, great. If I don't, I'll see you sometime in the future. So thanks again to Vale. Thanks to Scott. Thanks to Brent. Joe K., you've done a fantastic job while I've been gone. And if I leave next week, we are in very, very, very good hands. And if I'm back, we'll see what happens. But, you know, I like a good cliffhanger. So I'll let you guys wonder if I'm coming back or not. So dun, dun, dun. Hopefully we'll see you next week.
It's getting so exciting, skyrockets in flight, or afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Started out this morning feeling so polite. I always thought a fish could not be caught, it wouldn't bite. You got some better wetting, and I think I might try nibbling a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight. Stones together makes the sparks ignite. The thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight. Oh, afternoon delight.
We sound good. We sound really good.
You're not gonna hate
me. Out. We sound great.
Afternoon delight.